y me gusta el Mr. Q.
Buenas tardes, aquí estamos en el foro musical de Mr. Q. Aquí en Radio Nace son las 8 y 2 minutitos. Y como todos los sábados, damos las gracias al gran DJ Gutiérrez, aquí hasta las 8 con vosotros en 107.5 FM. Hasta las 9 con vosotros, aquí con la mejor música inglesa y norteamericana. Y como no, noticias musicales, ya sabéis, entrar, meter las luces, calentaros. Es la hora del Mr. Kio.
Oh, thank you, fellas. Your captain came back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the motherfucker.
Too slow.
No.
Shh. 1, 2, 3, power.
Well, good evening, here we are, 107.5 FM, back on the waves. It's 8:05 here. And with you until 9 o'clock in 107.5 Radio Nace, el foro musical de Mr. Kio. Well, we've been talking a lot about the music recently and the great artists, but nobody as great as one of the greatest artists that I've ever known anyway. That's Mr. John Lennon. And we're going to be dedicating this program to him until 9 o'clock here at 107.5 FM, live and direct from Madrid.
gusta Mr. Q? ¿Le gusta Mr. Q?
Ababuca.
The Word, yes, the Beatles here, 107.5 FM, dedicated to this Mr. John Lennon. An actual name, John Winston Ono Lennon. Born Johnston Winston Lennon, 9th of October, 1940. It's the Word until 9 o'clock here, only with Mr. Q. Yes, we're in the studio here today, 24th of October, I believe, Saturday. It's 10 past 8 o'clock, and we've got a little invitee tonight, all the way from Andalusia, has been walking around all these mountains, up, down the valleys. We'll be talking to Road Dog later on. Yes, 107.5 FM here. Four guys from Liverpool. Many know them as the Mop Tops, amongst other things.
Such a mean old man.
o'clock till 9 o'clock here. We're going to be dedicating this show to John Lennon. John Winston Lennon, 9th of October 1940. Born and raised in Liverpool as a teenager, Lennon became involved in a skiffle craze. And his first band, the Quarrymen, evolved into the Beatles in 1960, but disbanded, as we all know, in 1970. King, a song written and primarily performed by John Lennon, but also credited to Lennon McCartney, recorded by the Beatles in their 1969 album titled Abbey Road. Tuesday's on the phone to me. And quite a climatic medley of songs here. Portion of the vocals were also included as a reversed cappella on the track titled Nick Noose for the 2006 album Love. Instrumental section of Sun King was also used at the end of the track Octopus Garden on the compilation. And certainly one of the best medleys the Beatles ever made, apart from Sgt. Pepper's.
Mr. Duke.
Hello, little girl. Hello, little girl. Hello, little girl. When I see you every day, I say...
Well, Hello, Little Girl, the first song ever written by John Lennon and credited to the Lennon-McCartney songwriting partnership. According to Lennon, he drew on old 30s or 40s songs that his mother sang to him. And written in 1957, it was used as one of the songs that the Beatles unsuccessfully did with Decca Records, their audition in 1962. Well, they recorded a home demo of it with Stuart Sutcliffe on bass, the fifth Beatle, and available only on bootleg. In 1963, the Urglish Merseybeat sound with the Foremost made a recording of the song in the Abbey Road Studios, produced also by George Martin and released as their debut single. And 2 weeks later, Jerry and the Pacemakers also recorded a version of the song. But the version by the Foremost was selected for the issue and reached number 9 in the UK. That's John Lennon's first track that he ever wrote, Hello Little Girl.
You're my little girl.
Well, albeit different from the previous version with Sutcliffe, the Beatles version of the song can be found on Anthology number 1 with John Lennon as the lead singer that we're tuning into right now.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away.
Just like starting over, John Lennon here, 107.5 FM, and a big shout to all listeners out there. Un abrazo a los oyentes en España, en Francia, en Inglaterra, en todo el mundo. ¿Cuánta gente quiere start over again? O sea, que rehacerse, reempezar por el bueno de la vida. Las 8:19 aquí, seguimos con John Lennon, Just Like Starting Over. Starting Over, a song written and performed by John Lennon for his album Double Fantasy. The B-side was Yoko Ono's Kiss Kiss Kiss, and it was released as a single on the 20th of October 1980 in the United States and 4 days later in the UK. It reached number one in both the US and UK after he was unfortunately killed in 2002, I believe. Wasn't it? No, it wasn't. It was 1980, of course. In 2013, Billboard magazine ranked it as the 62nd biggest song of all time on the Billboard 100 charts. And here we go with Power to the People, John Lennon. Well, written by John Lennon and released as a single in 1971, credited to John with the Plastic Ono Band, it was issued on Apple Records. Catalogue number R5892 in the UK, 1830 in the United States, and in the US peaked at number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100. It also charted at number 6 in the British Singles Chart, and the song's first appearance on album was the 1975 compilation Shaved Fish. recorded at Ascot Sound Studios, 22nd of October 1970, during early sessions for Lennon's Imagine album. Single was released on 12th of March 1971 in the UK and 22nd of March 1971 in the US. Well, John Lennon's birthday was on the 9th of October a couple of weeks ago, and this is dedicated to Mr. Lennon until 9 o'clock here, 107.5 FM, in El Foro Musical de Mr. Kiao.
To become aware of my own sensuality, I first become fully aware of my own tactile sense. In dim light, I close my eyes and remove my clothes.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever, and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. Working class hero is something to be.
Working class hero here, 107.5 FM, John Lennon.
A working class hero is something to be.
A song from one of Lennon's first post-Beatles solo album, 1970s, John Lennon and Plastic Ono Band. A commentary and criticism of the difference between social classes, obviously.
You must learn how to smile as you kill.
It tells the long story of someone growing up in the working class.
If you want to be like the folks on the hill.
And according to Lennon, an interview with James Wenner of Rolling Stone,
a working class hero is something to be.
It's about working class individuals being processed into the middle class.
A working class hero is something to be.
Into the machine, the mechanism that we all know today.
If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
And I believe we are all working class, really, if you're working.
If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
Solo con Mr. Q. Aquí, una horita menos en Canarias. Y un gran saludo a Radio Roberto. Ya que le hemos dicho que a las 8:30 íbamos a saludarle, mandarle un abrazo aquí desde el Frumunical Mr. Q 107.5 FM. Hello, Roberto.
I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. No short head, yellow belly, son of tricky dick. He's gonna mother her, but stop so meek. But just a pocket full of hope. Money for dough. Money for rope.
Tuning in here, 107.5 FM, John Lennon till 9 o'clock, Give Me Some Truth. As the title originally appeared on record sleeves, a protest song written and performed by Mr. Lennon, first released on his 1971 album, Imagine. And the title track being one called Give Me Some Truth. Containing obvious political references emerging from the time it was written.
No short head, yellow belly, son of tricky dick. He's gonna mother her, but stop so me. We're just a pocket full of soul. Money for dough. Money for rope.
Well, not many people actually know, but this track actually was originally written in 1969 during the Beatles' Get Back sessions. It would have eventually evolved into one of the songs on Let It Be.
I've had enough of watching scenes with schizophrenic, egocentric, paranoid prima donnas. All I want is the truth, nah, nah. Just give me some truth. No short head, yellow belly, son of tricky dick is gonna mother of the top soul. Me, we're just a pocket full of soul. It's money.
Before that, we tune in to Mother from John Lennon, actually a cry to both his parents who abandoned him in his childhood, his father Alf, and his mother Julia. A song which Mr. Q has played many times to his own mother, not for the same reasons, obviously. And for all the mothers out there here tuning in, we love you from 107.5 FM. Also, a big dedication to London Gang, Sassy, if you're tuning in, I've got Mr. Road Dog sitting next to me here, refusing to go into studio number 2 to talk.
Just give me some truth now. All I want is the truth.
And Mr. Ray, Sunshine Andy.
Just give me some truth.
Don't worry, we'll be sending Nick over to yours very, very shortly. Well, we're going to continue here on Radio in Lathy with probably the best-selling and most successful song from Mr. Lennon, titled Imagine.
Try. No hell. imagine no possession. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood.
Dedicated to John Lennon, born the 9th of October, so it was his birthday very recently ago, and all his family, all still living and happily doing great things and being great artists. We'll hear all the way from Madrid in 107.5 FM, dedicated to Mr. Lennon, here on Mr. Q. And recorded and released within a period of 10 days, making it one of the fastest releasing songs in pop music history. Again, making history, this man. The recording was produced by Phil Spector, making a comeback for the American producer after his self-imposed retirement in 1966. And recorded at London's Abbey Road Studios. Using the new technical wall of sound technique that Spector employed over those days. And contributions also from George Harrison, Billy Preston, Klaus Voormann, and Alan White, amongst others. Well, it became the first solo single by a member of the band of the Beatles to sell a million copies. Instant Karma. John Lennon here, 107.5 FM. Seguimos en las ondas y un gran saludo a todos los oyentes, como siempre. Hasta las 9 con vosotros, con Working the Wheels, John Lennon. Acoustic version here. Re-edited in 2004.
People say I'm crazy. Living I'm doing. They give me all kinds of warnings, save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. Ah, people say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice, designed to enlighten me. Tell them that I'm doing fine, watching the shadows on the wall. Oh, don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here making the wheels go round and round, and rock the bunch and roll. No longer riding on the merry-go-round. I just have to let it go. People asking questions, lost in confusion. Well, I tell them there's no problem, only solution. Well, they shake their heads and they look at me as if I've lost my mind. I tell them there's no hurry, I'm just sitting here doing time. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. I really love to watch them roll. No longer riding on the merry-go-round. I just have to let it go.
Well, released actually 1981, posthumously. Watching the Wheels, addressing those years that he was confounded as a house husband, 1975 to 1980, and raising his little son, Sean Lennon, with Ono. Here we continue, Mr. John Lennon, Nobody Told Me. Only 107.5.
Everybody's talking, no one says a word. Everybody's making love, no one really cares. There's matches in the bathroom, just below the stairs. Always something happening, nothing going on. Always something cooking, nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got. Mama.
Nobody Told Me by John Lennon on the B-side features Yoko Ono's Oh Sanity. Everybody's from the Milk and Honey album. Never took the sky. There's UFOs over New York, and I ain't too surprised. Well recorded but left incomplete shortly before his death in 1980. The song was later completed by Lennon's widow Yoko and released as the first single from Lennon's and Ono's album Milk and Honey 1984. The song was later released in the UK in 1990 and originally actually written for Ringo Starr to include on his 1981 album Stop and Smell the Roses. That's how friends are, eh? Writing songs for one another.
Yo no como mis mocos, escucha a Mr. Cube.
We couldn't do a program about John Lennon without Imagine, and certainly not without Give Peace a Chance. Originally credited to Lennon McCartney, but written by John, performed with Yoko in Montreal in Canada, and released as a single in 1969 by the Plastic Ono Band on Apple Records. Obviously written during Lennon's famous bed-in during his honeymoon in Montreal in Canada. That first solo single issued by Lennon, released when he was still a member of the Beatles, and became an anthem that we all know of the American anti-war movement. Give Peace a Chance. Oh. Well, coming up to 4 minutes to 9 o'clock here, local time. 1 hour less in Canarias, in Inglaterra, y 8 horas menos en yo que sé. Recordando aquí en las ondas de Radio Enlace 107.5 al gran artista Mr. John Winston Lennon. Y terminamos.
Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival.
God, John Lennon's first post-Beatles solo album, John Lennon and Plastic Ono Band, released on the 11th of December 1970 in the United States,
Bible.
And considered controversial upon release, dealing with anti-religious themes.
Tarot.
Well, there are actually three sections in this song. The first, John Lennon describes God as a concept by which we measure our pain. In the second, Lennon lists many idols that he does not believe in.
Don't believe in Kennedy.
And the final section describes Lennon's change.
Don't believe in Buddha.
Since the breakup from the Beatles. Well, original recording. John Lennon on vocals and piano, Billy Preston on piano also, Ringo Starr on drums, and Klaus Voormann on bass.
I don't believe in Elvis. I don't believe in Zimmerman. I don't believe in Beatles. I just believe.
Las 9 aquí en Radio Enlace 107.5 FM. Os digo adiós hasta el sábado que viene. Aquí dedicado esta horita a Mr. John Winston Lennon. Decimos adiós también de la parte de Road Dog, que va a decir adiós a todos aquí. Adiós, Road Dog.
Adiós.
Oh, woof, woof. Woof, woof. Eso es. I don't know if you got that one, but you'll get it later. Un gran amor, un gran abrazo, y os dejo aquí con Pachanga Latina hasta las 10 de la noche, hoy sábado 24 de octubre. See ya, love ya and leave ya, and don't forget to turn the lights off.
I'd like to live to ripe old age with Yoko only. And I'm not afraid of dying. I don't know how I'd feel at the moment, but I'm prepared for death because I don't believe in it. I think it's just getting out of one car and getting into another.